Look at the fruit. Under the condemnation shaded tree, fear, hypervigilance. God deliver you from hypervigilance. You've gone out of grace, out of faith, into works and law, into condemnation. Works of the flesh, self-righteousness, and condemnation. People who live by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil are as hoity-toity as you can get. And constantly want you to recognize how important and right they are and good they are and holy. Oh, I wouldn't say that. Oh, I wouldn't think that. You're a liar. But regardless of that fact, you've never met the cross. Because that's not the fight we believers are putting on right now. That's not who's in the ring right now. The Lord Jesus knocked him right out, made a fool of him on the cross, brought it all to nothing, tore up his documents, made a spectacle of him before the universe, rose from the dead because he's had enough of that.
Amen.
You know, you're not going to crucify me, you're not going to kill me, and you're not going to raise me up. That'll be my choice. He made his choice, and I've made my choice. On the other side of fear, as a fruit, you live by love. Not the easy leadership of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And missing it doesn't become the end of the world. Yeah. Who gives a reunity?
Yeah.
So the works of the flesh, let the fruit of the Spirit be birthed in you. Because if you're going to follow the Spirit, that's going to happen. Instead of self-righteousness, let who you are in Christ become the important issue. Instead of condemnation, live a justified life.
Yeah.
Are you beginning to let some of this in, ladies and gentlemen?
Amen.
You've got to let it in and say, you know something? That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And the Christians who live by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil are those religious folks that no one likes to be around.
Yeah, that's right.
When they get together, all they can talk about is something or someone that failed.
Oh,
that's true.
Or how hard they're trying not to fail.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true.
Sound like I'm tearing up all of Christianity here and your faith too. Well, I'm not.
Right.
I'm asking you to rethink the way you're living in light of who you've become in Christ as a part of his new creation. Who needs a new creation that's not new?
Yeah.
And if it's new, what was the old?
Mm-hmm.
And why am I still living like the old is important? He said, I have overcome the world. Well, it's all still here. So what are you talking about? Well, he came to establish a new rule to do away with the old rule, honey. You're either going to be in Christ or in yourself. Take the choice.
Hallelujah.
New rule in Christ, old rule in yourself. And I don't like himself.
No.
It doesn't represent me. Maybe I should read underneath that a gray chart of ours and you can follow if you like. Having come this far in our thinking, it is time to go further in our study of the freedom Christ has earned for us. Terry Virgo states, because the law's role has been fulfilled in bringing you to Christ, it is of crucial importance that you don't go back to the law, failing to grasp the new and glorious liberty into which you have been brought as a son, and indeed an heir of God, with the inner witness of the Holy Spirit confirming the full rights of sonship. So important, ladies and gentlemen. Christianity is not going to be fun until you come to that. You know, I tell you before we read on, some of you are wearing such a weight. You're so weighed down and heavy. You're heavy. Your company brings heaviness into the room. And I want you to know that that's all a lot of nonsense, and it's not real, and it's not you, and it's not important, and I don't know why you put up with it. Why would you put up with it? I know you don't like it. Why don't you just say, this is really dumb. Say, Lord, I'm going to pray the most intelligent prayer I've ever prayed. I've been dumb. I've been under something that wasn't there. Have you ever been under something that wasn't there?
Yeah, right.
I've been weighed down by something that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I've been burdened to prove something that got proved 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
So obsessed with being right. Who do you think you are, Jesus? He's already died, honey. What are you doing over there? Going find yourself a cross. You crazy creature. I don't believe any of the virtues of the Christian faith can be enjoyed or experienced till you settle this fundamental issue. Which tree are you living by? What's become the obsession in your life? The point of glory? You need to say to Hank Hahn with it, that's it. I'm through with nipping my wings. I'm going to fly.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Some of you lack a holy boldness. There's nothing like the Puritans' holy boldness. Their holy boldness made them feel so righteous and so good and so Christian. If God had put me back then, they would have burned me at the stake. But before they burned me out, I cussed a few of those people out. What kind of rubbish are you talking, you heretics of the faith? You lead people astray with your bondages and your difficulties. You make it hard for evil people to come to church. We should make it easy.
Amen.
We should make it easy. Where they should know, look, I'm going to come there. They should get convicted by the love of God Almighty, not your soda mouth.
Amen.
Your caustic words and thoughts.
Yes.
True.
Are you justifying sin? Not for a second. I don't have to anyway. Jesus died for it. I know the great foundation upon which my faith rests, and it begins with repentance. But I'll tell you right here now, that thing you got going is an insult to the dispensation of grace. It's a throne of grace. It's a reign of grace. It's an administration of grace. It's a spirit of grace.
Hallelujah.
Surely that has some value to us.